Sign 5. Embracing the journey. Understanding that loneliness can be a divine setup for greater things. How can we embrace this journey with faith and courage? Here are some practical steps. Use this time of solitude to draw closer to God. Spend time in prayer, worship, and studying His Word. Psalm 46 verse 10 encourages us, "Be still and know that I am God." In the stillness, we can experience His presence and hear His voice more clearly. God's timing is perfect, even when it doesn't align with our expectations. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 reminds us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." ESV. Trust that God is at work in your life, even when you can't see the full picture. Ask God to reveal the purpose behind your loneliness. Romans 8 verse 28 assures us, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." NIV. Your pain and isolation can be the catalyst for growth, preparing you for the future God has planned for you. While periods of solitude are often part of the journey, God also created us for community. Seek out fellow believers who can encourage and support you. Hebrews 10 verses 24 to 25 emphasizes the importance of gathering together and encouraging one another. One of the best ways to combat loneliness is to focus on serving others. Jesus taught that serving others is a pathway to greatness in the kingdom of God. Mark 10 verses 43 to 45. Volunteering and helping those in need can provide a sense of purpose and connection. Sign 6. Overcoming challenges. While embracing solitude can be powerful, it's also important to acknowledge and overcome the challenges it presents. It's natural to feel discouraged during lonely seasons. In these moments, remember the promises of God. Isaiah 41 verse 10 offers reassurance, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." ESV. God's presence is with you, and He will sustain you. Doubt can creep in when we don't see immediate results. Even John the Baptist, who baptized Jesus, experienced doubt while in prison. He sent his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" Matthew 11 verse 3, ESV. Jesus responded by pointing to the evidence of His works. When doubt arises, look back at God's faithfulness in your life and the testimonies of others to strengthen your faith. Contentment in loneliness can be challenging, but it's possible with God's help. The Apostle Paul, despite facing numerous trials, learned the secret of contentment. In Philippians 4 verses 11 to 13, he writes, "I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." ESV. True contentment comes from relying on Christ's strength. Sign 7. The hope of restoration. God's ultimate plan often includes restoration and reconciliation. While the journey of a chosen one may involve periods of loneliness, it also holds the promise of future joy and fulfillment. The story of Ruth and Naomi is a beautiful example of restoration. After experiencing the loss of their husbands and enduring deep sorrow, Ruth's loyalty to Naomi and their faith in God led them to a new beginning. Ruth's marriage to Boaz not only restored their fortunes, but also placed them in the lineage of Jesus Christ. Ruth 4 verses 13 to 17. The parable of the prodigal son, found in Luke 15 verses 11 to 32, illustrates God's heart for restoration. Despite the son's rebellion and subsequent loneliness, the father's love remained unwavering. Upon the son's return, he was welcomed with open arms and a joyous celebration. This parable reminds us that no matter how far we've strayed or how lonely we feel, God is always ready to restore us to Himself. Peter, one of Jesus' closest disciples, experienced profound loneliness and regret after denying Jesus 3 times. Yet, after His resurrection, Jesus specifically sought out Peter to restore and reaffirm His calling. In John 21 verses 15 to 17, Jesus asked Peter 3 times, "Do you love me?" and entrusted him with the care of His sheep. This restoration allowed Peter to become a pillar of the early church. As we conclude this script, remember that being chosen by God often involves a journey marked by solitude and preparation. The loneliness you feel is not without purpose. Like Moses, David, Elijah, Paul, Joseph, Abraham, Job, and even Jesus, your solitary moments are shaping you for the greater things God has in store. Embrace this season with faith, knowing that God is with you. Draw closer to Him, trust His timing, seek His purpose, and find strength in His promises. Surround yourself with a supportive community and serve others with a heart of love. Overcome the challenges of discouragement, doubt, and discontentment by relying on God's strength. Ultimately, hold on to the hope of restoration. God's plans for you are good, and He is working all things together for your benefit. Walk in the assurance of His presence, for He will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13 verse 5. Your journey, though it may be marked by moments of loneliness, is a testament to God's divine setup for something extraordinary. Trust in His perfect plan, and you will see the beautiful tapestry He is weaving in your life. Have you ever felt alone, even in a crowded room? Have you ever wondered why, despite your best efforts to forge deep connections, true friends and lasting relationships seem to elude you? If you've ever found yourself asking these questions, you're not alone. The feeling of isolation can be especially profound for those who consider themselves chosen by God, set apart for a unique purpose. But what if this loneliness is not a curse, but a calling? What if your solitude is a divine setup for something extraordinary? In today's video, we'll explore 7 reasons chosen ones often walk a solitary path. Drawing wisdom from scripture and biblical examples, will uncover the deeper meaning behind this journey and find motivation to embrace it with faith and courage. And I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Through the lives of biblical figures and the timeless truths of God's Word, we'll discover that being alone is not the end of the story, but the beginning of a remarkable adventure with God. Sign 1. Understanding the divine setup. The Bible is replete with stories of individuals who were chosen by God and yet experienced profound loneliness. Consider Moses, who spent 40 years in the desert before leading the Israelites out of Egypt. His solitude was not wasted time. It was preparation. God was molding him, shaping his character, and readying him for a monumental task. In Exodus 3, verses 1 to 10, we see Moses encounter God in the burning bush. This pivotal moment of divine calling came after years of isolation and preparation. Similarly, King David experienced long periods of loneliness. Before he became king, David spent years fleeing from Saul, hiding in caves and living in the wilderness. During this time, David's reliance on God grew stronger, and his Psalms, which we still read today, were birthed from these moments of solitude. Psalm 23, one of the most beloved passages in the Bible, reflects this deep trust. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Psalm 23 verses 1 to 3, ESV. Sign 2, the purpose of loneliness. Why does God allow His chosen ones to walk such solitary paths? One reason is to foster a deep, unshakable dependence on Him. When human support systems are stripped away, we are compelled to lean wholly on God. This was true for Elijah, who, after a great victory over the prophets of Baal, fled into the wilderness, feeling utterly alone and despondent. In 1 Kings 19, we find Elijah isolated and desperate. Yet it is in this solitude that God meets him, not in the wind or earthquake, but in a gentle whisper, 1 Kings 19 verses 11 to 12. This divine encounter was a turning point for Elijah, illustrating that in our loneliness, God's presence becomes more pronounced. It's in these quiet, solitary moments that we can hear God's voice more clearly and receive His direction for our lives. Sign 3. Refining character and faith. Another purpose of solitude is the refining of our character and faith. The Apostle Paul spent time alone in Arabia after his conversion, as mentioned in Galatians 1 verses 17 to 18. This period of isolation was crucial for Paul to receive revelation from Christ and prepare for his mission to the Gentiles. Paul's letters, which form a significant portion of the New Testament, reflect the depth of his relationship with Christ, forged in those solitary times. Joseph, too, experienced this refining process. Betrayed by his brothers and sold into slavery, Joseph spent years in prison before rising to a position of power in Egypt. Genesis 39-41 recounts his journey, highlighting that despite his circumstances, the Lord was with Joseph and showed him steadfast love. Genesis 39 verse 21, ESV. Joseph's faithfulness during his years of isolation prepared him to save his family and the entire nation of Egypt from famine. Sign 4, Biblical Examples of Solitary Walks. Let's delve deeper into the lives of some biblical figures whose solitary journeys were instrumental in fulfilling their God-given destinies. Abraham, the father of faith, was called by God to leave his homeland and go to a place he had never seen. Genesis 12 verses 1-4 describes how Abraham obeyed God's call, embarking on a journey that would set the stage for the birth of the nation of Israel. This journey required immense faith and trust in God, often involving periods of isolation from his family and familiar surroundings. Abraham's willingness to step into the unknown alone became a model of faith for generations to come. Job is another profound example. His story, chronicled in the book of Job, is one of immense suffering and isolation. Job lost everything, his children, wealth, and health. Even his friends, who came to comfort him, ended up accusing him of wrongdoing. Despite his deep despair, Job's faith in God remained steadfast. In Job 19 verses 25-26, he declares, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God," ESV. Job's story teaches us that in our deepest loneliness and suffering, God is still present and has a purpose for our pain. The ultimate example of a solitary journey for a divine purpose is found in Jesus Christ. Throughout his ministry, Jesus often withdrew to lonely places to pray, Luke 5 verse 16. His 40 days in the wilderness, where he was tempted by Satan, prepared him for his public ministry, Matthew 4 verses 1-11. But perhaps the most poignant moment of Jesus' solitude was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Facing imminent betrayal and crucifixion, Jesus prayed alone, expressing his anguish yet submitting to the Father's will. "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will," Matthew 26 verse 39, ESV. On the cross, Jesus experienced the ultimate loneliness, crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Matthew 27 verse 46, ESV. His separation from the Father at that moment secured our reconciliation with God. Jesus' solitary path was necessary for the salvation of humanity, demonstrating that God's purposes often unfold through times of profound loneliness. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.